And welcome to the Sportscast, May 8th, 2018. The NBA playoff semifinals are continuing, but they're tending to be more like blowouts than close series. We'll see. It's still early, but last night, the Cavaliers defeated the Toronto Raptors 128-93. Oh, and one more thing. Please subscribe on YouTube and iTunes if you haven't yet. And if you're listening to iTunes, please write us a review and give us a rating, because that will help us out in the search engines for iTunes. Cleveland defeated Toronto Raptors overwhelmingly 4-0. George Montoya is on the line. George, is LeBron James the greatest basketball player of all time?
It's funny, because I was actually having some debates with several people during the week, last week and this week. So far, and I've always held on. It was always a LeBron and Jordan debate, and I mean, I would have to. I'm leaning towards LeBron, man, because I think he is the greatest player. I mean, obviously, it's two different eras. You know, Jordan played, but I mean, obviously, in our era, for sure, LeBron hands down is the greatest. And yeah, I think he's the most well-rounded player I think the NBA has ever had. I think he does it all for his team. You know.
Yeah, it's something that I don't think people will weigh on the championships. If he doesn't get to six, I don't think it'll be weighed on that for him as much. Like you were saying, it was a different era. You know, before, a couple years ago, maybe 10 years ago, or even 5 years ago, people thought, well, you got to win six championships in order to match Michael Jordan's level and record. And if you win six, then you're the best player, or maybe seven. But for LeBron, that might not be accounted for him.
No. I mean, when you think about what Bill Russell has, what, 11 rings? So, like, it doesn't really have to do with rings. NBA is still a team game, obviously. Obviously, one player doesn't make a huge difference in a team. But rings is more of a team effort kind of thing. I mean, LeBron's had horrible teams. half his career, he's had bad teams. So just making it to the finals, how many years in a row, if he does make it this time around, you know, Jordan really, Jordan was dominant, hands down, in the finals. I mean, he was the greatest finals player in history, I think. You know, he never lost. But when it comes to, like, individual players, I mean, LeBron, I mean, it's very hard to go against what LeBron is doing, especially at his age of 33, you know, still dominating the league. Like, he's still the greatest player, not even hands down, and at 33, you know, guys 10 years younger than him, you know. So it's impressive.
The Raptors have not been successful this playoffs, and they're usually not a good playoff team. They're good regular season, but you know, seeing Cleveland struggle with Indiana, I guess that helped Cleveland a lot. That it made them stronger. Do you think Toronto is just didn't have the right matchup, or just LeBron's playing out of his mind?
There's a combination of both, I think. I don't know, Toronto, I don't know, DeRozan just played really bad. He was very, like, his mental game was weak. I mean, he got frustrated, you know, he got ejected the other game and recently. And, I mean, Toronto's a talented team, but, I mean, I don't know what it is. LeBron, they don't match up well against LeBron, you know. And I think Indiana had better shooters around him, you know. I think they were a better shooting team than Toronto. So, Indiana was a tougher matchup, you know, even regular season. Cleveland kind of struggled, but I mean, LeBron is taking over. Unfortunately, though, as we speak about the playoffs, I mean, it's going to be a little. I mean, it's going to really not be as exciting, I don't think, as finals is, because the West is going to win it hands down. The East, I mean, even LeBron doing everything he does, there's no way the Cavs team is going to win the finals. I mean, they do make it. I mean, I don't even know if they'll get through Boston, but that's going to be a brutal. I think it's going to be a great series coming up, but. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. Before the playoffs, I, you know, thought this finals might not be Cleveland and Golden State. But then, you know, but during this round, it feels like it's getting clear that could be the possibility again. And I was shooting for Houston and Toronto. Toronto is no way in the world going to go to the finals now. But Houston might have a better chance, but Golden State is playing out of their mind. Curry is looking good. Do you think, I mean, who has a better chance beating the Warriors or the Cat. I mean, from like okay, if the Eastern Conference Final is what it is right now, if it's Boston versus Cleveland, and the West is Warriors and Houston, who has a better chance beating Warriors? I mean, like, these two teams, is it Houston has a better chance beating the Warriors, or is it Boston have a better chance versus Cleveland? I don't think neither of them have a chance.
You know, it's funny because I was thinking about it too. Like, I actually believe Houston has a chance. I mean, it's gonna be. I don't think it'll get blown out. I think Houston is a great team too. But I think Harden and Chris Paul are making some really clutch shots. I think if Houston, I mean, if Houston does would win out against Warriors, it'll be like play game seven, maybe game six, very close game, something like that. But I think the Cavs have a better chance to beat the Houston than they do the Warriors. So, and also think Boston might even match up better against the Warriors than Cleveland. So it's kind of one of those things where to see what happens, you know, because I don't think Cleveland can match up against the Warriors. I mean, last year, what they got four, they lost 4-1 in the finals, right? They almost got blown out. They're down 3-0, and then they barely, you know, they got beat, and they had a great team. I mean, compared to the Cavs team this year, not even close. Maybe you could say LeBron, right? You're playing a little bit better this year than he was last year, which last year was still dominating. He averaged like a triple double in the finals. So I don't. That's the only thing, you know. I mean, I don't know if Boston gives a better matchup in the finals than the Cleveland, and I want Boston to make it. But obviously, Boston has to go through the Cleveland. But I don't know, man. What do you think about Boston? Because I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. I was very surprised that they were 3-0 against Philadelphia, because I thought Philadelphia was gonna go to the finals. But I think Philadelphia to go to through the East.
George, I'm glad you brought that up, because I thought I was the only person in the world that thought that the 76ers can make it to the finals, and apparently they're not going to do it. They lost three in a row against Boston. Last night they won game four, so the series is 3-1. I don't think they're going to tie it up. It'll probably be Boston in five. I thought the Sixers had a chance, but eventually everyone's saying, well, their youth is exposed. They lack experience, but give them credit. I mean, they made it to the semifinals. The past 5, 10 years have been horrible. They were last place, gathering those draft picks. But I mean, Sixers are the team of the future.
Yeah, I mean, I think they played great this year. It's funny because I kind of believe, like, I remember, like, when the Sixers played the Heat, and the Heat lost the game four. They were down 3-1, and that was a series. I think I felt like the same thing happened here against Boston, when they basically gave the game away in game three. And once they lost that, the series was gone, because I could have been 2-2 right now, so it would have been right in it. So, I mean, no team in history has ever come back being down 3-0. So, I mean, that's the thing. That's the hardest stat. I mean, no one in history, so it's very hard. I wouldn't be surprised if they just win one more game. You know, they put it to game six. I mean, I think it's possible, because the series has still been pretty close. But yeah, it's very unlikely they're gonna, win out, and beat Boston. And the same thing with the other teams, Pelicans, and so yeah.
Who
I
do you
think
think is
there
the
are teams
best
in the
player
future,
for
I think, because
Boston?
LeBron joins them.
Who do you think is the best
Man,
player? I
you know
mean.
what's funny, because it's hard, because each night is someone different. Rozier's playing great, Brown does well, and then you have Tatum, and then Horford has been clutch.
You think Al Horford
They
is the same
all
Al
they're a
Horford
great
before
team.
from a couple years ago?
I don't know, man. I always thought he was like I thought he was like I don't think he's effective, but he's been playing great. He has intensity. He has a veteranship, and he's not really. I thought he was older than he. I think he's like, what, 32, 31. I don't know how old he's around there. So I thought he was older. I thought he was like 35 or 36. But they've been playing great, man. And Boston is. I think they're coached really well, and I think they're just very. They have a lot of veteran and youth still there. They have a lot of young players. They're talented. So, man, who knows, man? Who knows if Boston makes the finals? That'd be pretty incredible. I mean, I think they're going to give Cleveland a battle. I don't think Cleveland's going to run over the Boston, because no one gave Boston the chance. And I think the more they win, the more confident they're getting, and they're more they're trusting each other more. As they're progressing, especially out those injuries they took, the two of their best players, and they're still competing, man. And they have the home field advantage, I think, right? They play Cleveland, right? They're the better seed, right? I think they're the second seed.
Wow, you're right. They do have home court advantage. You're right about that. Wow, that makes a whole difference. I mean, I'm not sure if that'll
it
help them,
does.
but like
It'll
a whole
close.
lot. Well, it'll help them. It'll help them. I can't say that. I mean, yeah, LeBron's playing out of his mind. I know that. But, I mean, To be honest, I predict the Sixers to win this series. I didn't see Boston, and plus Boston getting into a 3-0 start. I mean, I don't think they'll put up a fight against LeBron.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they're a better defensive team, man, than the Toronto. So, they're not obviously LeBron's unstoppable. You can't stop them completely, but I think they'll make his life miserable. And you already know, like LeBron, let's say, I mean, even if he has an off game, it will still get like get you close to a triple double anyway. You know, but he probably won't get you 40 points. He'll get you like 28 or something. But I think, like I said, it all comes down to the LeBron's supporting cast. You know, because Love has been stepping up lately, and some other players too. If all those guys struggle and LeBron is being double teamed most of the game, you know, be a close series. I don't. It's hard to tell. I think we'll know off the bat once they play each other. Once Boston wins pretty easily, at least the first game or the second game, if they at least split, you know, I think it'll be a long series. You know, obviously they're down 2-0 off the bat, then they're done. But yeah.
Yeah. In the West, Houston, Utah, I thought the series would be closer. Jazz had a great game too, but that's all they gave in. They're lacking Rubio. Rubio, now we know he's the main player for Utah.
Yeah, I mean, Rubio stepped up. He's kind of like the Rondo of the Pelicans, you know. For what Rondo does for the Pelicans is what Rubio does for the Jazz. You know, he spreads the ball around. You know, he gets his teammates involved. So, yeah, he's been a huge loss, even though they still competed well against the Rockets. But, and James Harden is just playing. He's kind of playing like Kobe, like, you know, it kind of reminds you of Kobe the way he plays. He just rolls those shots in. And he just like takes over the game in the fourth quarter. So. Chris Paul is doing well too, even when Harden struggles. So they have a great 1-2 punch. So yeah, I mean, obviously Rockets are going to go through. I mean, everyone saw that coming. There's no way. I mean, it was pretty simple to say Rockets and the Warriors are going to be in the West Finals. Even Boston, think about it, even Boston and Cleveland are really were the more consistent teams in the regular season. You know, Toronto was consistent, but. No one ever gave him a chance in the playoffs. Everyone kind of saw that coming, you know. I mean, I didn't think they'd get 4-0. They ain't gonna lie, but I mean, they're just, you know, they don't have that playoff pedigree. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and Golden State, New Orleans Pelicans. You think Golden State is gonna wrap that up at for Game 5?
Yeah, I mean, if they had Cousins, maybe they'll put more of a bigger fight. But you know, I mean, Pelicans still did way better than anyone expected. You know. So, I mean, who knows? I mean, like I said, Jazz, it looks like it could still probably win, you know, the next game, though. But there's just no way they're going to win 3 in a row. So, I mean, they're all great teams that are left, and I wouldn't be surprised if they all win, you know, their game five, so make it one more series. But yeah, most likely Warriors are the more favorite to win to close that out and prepare for the Rockets, you know.
And for predictions for tonight, Jazz at the Rockets, who do you have?
Yeah, come on, Houston, obviously at home.
Okay, Houston.
Yeah.
I go for Houston. I think Houston's going to close out the series. They want to have some rest, but not much rest because the other series, the Warriors and Pelicans, play tonight at Oracle Arena in Oakland. Who do you have for that?
Oh, the Warriors for sure.
Wow. So Warriors in five. I say Warriors in five. Curry. Have you seen Curry play lately?
Actually, no, I haven't been to watch those games, man. They've been so late, you know. But I heard he's been playing well. I mean, he's been, you know, he's still, maybe he's not as, I don't know if he's still playing as good as he was before he was hurt, but I know he was still contributing, you know.
Would Curry ever be considered the greatest player of all time? Probably not.
No. I mean, he's, well, I think he hands down is the greatest shooter of all time. I mean, his shot is ridiculous. The way he just, his release is insane, but. But I think, I mean, like they're saying, I think I read a little bit into what's going on with, like, I think it was Green that when they lost that game against Pelicans, Green texted Durant saying, you know, he needs to be aggressive and stuff. And then Durant the next game took over, you know, he shot a ton of, I don't think he shot great, but he shot like, what, over 27 times. So I think, yeah, I think the whole series is just let Durant just kind of, you know, be aggressive and then let everyone else kind of do their thing, you know?
Yeah. So you do think it'd be a Warriors and Cavs finals, looking at the results as at this point.
No, I don't know. I don't even know that, man. I think, like I said, the Warriors, and I don't actually don't want that to be the case, because if that's the case, I think it's the same repeat of last year. Not only just for the teams, but I think that even the overall series, I doubt Cleveland could get two games out of the Warriors right now. I don't see that. I would prefer Boston to make it or a Houston against Cleveland. You know, so like I want to see one of those other teams make it, you know, because I think it'll be more more interesting. I think it'll be a closer series if that happens. But obviously, obviously the Cavs and the Warriors are the favorites to make it. But I don't know, man. I'll be upset. I think we might see an upset. I think at least we'll have closer series. I think, you know, how they blew out, like you were saying earlier, like all these 4-0s and 3-0s and 3-1s series. The thing now in the West and the East final, I think those series are going to be a lot more closer, more physical, and more intense, you know?
I hope, George. I hope they get close. I know for sure the West will be close. In the East, it should be close. Boston, I really believe in this concept. System over stars. This Boston team is good. Yes, they're missing those two stars, but man, they're looking like championship contenders sometimes. But I mean, they won't get past the Cavs. I know that, but they put up a good fight.
You don't think so, really? You still not a believer, huh? I mean, look, man, like the 76ers actually. Remember, the Cavs struggled against the 76ers. Remember, like, during the regular season, they barely beat them, and the Sixers pulled out some games against the Cavs. So, tend to be destroying the 76ers, even though they've been close games, but still, like, been... I mean, I don't think no one gave Boston a chance against the 76ers. Now, man, I'm a believer, man. I'm sorry, man. I'm like, you know, I'm not taking those guys for granted again, because if the Cavs do that, they're going to be the rude awakening. Because right now, I feel like the Cavs are, like, are being like, oh, you know, we got this. You know, I feel like they're kind of be like, oh, LeBron's taking over. You know, we're good. They're in good form. But, man, one thing is Toronto. One thing is Boston. Come on, man. Boston and hopefully advantage, too. You know, it's Boston is serious, man. I think that's going to go to game 6 or 7, man. I think it'll be a lot closer, obviously, in the East than I think the Warriors or the Rockets. You know, so I don't know. We'll see, man. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be good. And did you see the Clasico this past Sunday?
I saw a little bit of it. All I know was that I was reading into it. I watched a couple highlights and stuff like that. Seeing the referees, man, they made some horrible calls in those games. I saw the Messi goal, and I think that was a foul. I forgot who it was, the guy that passed the ball to him.
I think or Iniesta, one of the two.
Yeah, I saw like one of the fouls, like he tripped over the guy, and so he won the ball off the guy, and he passed it to Messi. And Messi still made a great goal, but I think that that was a foul before Messi got the ball. I don't think he should have just called it. And what was the other one? I think there was another call that was bad. Was it a red card? I don't know if it was a red card or something like that. One guy should have gotten. Oh, penalty. Penalty, right? Should have called the penalty. Marcelo, right? I think it was Marcelo that was
Marcelo in the box, right? He's from Real Madrid, correct.
Do you think that should have been a penalty call?
George, I got to be honest. I'm a soccer fan. I did not watch the match. Actually, I did, but I was working while the game was on. I didn't care much about the game because, you know, Barcelona won the Liga. Yes, it's not a friendly. It's always a serious game between those two. But I'm sure there were bad calls. You know, knowing the Liga and how they function, I could imagine there were bad calls. There was a red card by Sergi Roberto. That was from Barcelona.
Yeah, I saw that, and it was pretty stupid. I mean, he punched the guy on his shoulder or something like that, and the guy fell down he'd been paying a grown man falling. I always feel like about soccer, man. These players are just, man. I wish that replay to look at him. Look, you're ejected too for doing that. You know, like just. It's just stupidity. I don't. That's the only thing about soccer I don't like. People dropping down and making it all like crying. They got hurt when they really didn't get hurt. You know, that's why I like Messi a lot, because Messi, when he gets hit hard all the time, he gets up and keeps playing. He doesn't complain. You know, so
you know the match stats. 50% ball possession, 50-50.
Yeah, it was an even game. They're saying that Real Madrid had the better chance of winning if they made the right calls. The refs made some terrible calls. And in that game, there's a lot of debates and stuff like that. But, they're pretty even teams. I think they're pretty even teams now.
And who are you going for, Liverpool or Madrid for the Champions League final?
I would like Liverpool to win because, you know, it's funny, LeBron has a stake in the team. I don't know if you know that. And I think he has like a 2% stake in the team. Yeah, and I like Liverpool. I want a new team to win it. You know, I'm tired of seeing Real Madrid and Barcelona win everything. So that would be pretty cool.
George Montoya, tonight, a couple of Western Conference games. The first game is at 8 p.m., so we can see the Jazz and Rockets, but the later game, forget it. Warriors are going to win it. But Grace, thank you for coming on to the Sportscast. If you have any questions for George, leave a comment below, and we can maybe have those questions for the next show. And George, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you for having me, man.